Blog Talk Radio.
As a parent, your child's safety is your top priority. Protect Your Children understands. That's why they provide a wide range of free online resources, including in-depth protection guidelines, zip code predator searches, video tutorials, and more to help you protect your children from predators online and off. Don't leave anything to chance. The resources you need to keep your children safe are easily available and they're free. Visit protectyourchildren.org to find the tools you need to protect your kids. That's protectyourchildren.org.
All right, welcome to the Protect Your Children radio show. This is your host, Christopher Gelson. I'm glad you joined us tonight. This is our debut show, our premiere, if you will. This is the beginning of a weekly show, which will also be available on podcast. About an hour after the show is complete, you can listen from any device and also download and listen at your convenience. So first, a little bit about Protect Your Children Incorporated. We are a nonprofit organization providing nationwide services that protect children from molesters, predators, and kidnappers online and offline. Our website is www.protectyourchildren.org. That's protectyourchildren.org. We have Facebook. If you want to like us on Facebook, you can follow the daily posts and information that's provided on our Facebook feed every day. That is Protect Your Children's Facebook post every day. Every day. We post every day. And so that's facebook.com/protectyourchildreninc. It's all one word, Protect Your Children, Inc. We are also on Twitter and YouTube as well. And if you visit our website, again, which is protectyourchildren.org, you can see the links for all of our social media platforms. And we would love it if you would connect with us on there. And again, we do post education and awareness information every day. Sometimes there's some funny stuff on there. Sometimes there's educational stuff. But we do post every day. So if you'd like to do that, please join us on our social media. Our mission at Protect Your Children is to protect children from molestation and kidnapping with the tools of education and awareness. We will accomplish this mission by providing free and non-for-profit, low-cost services to anyone who wants to protect children regardless of race, creed, color, sex, or religion. And we will work as a team with other not-for-profit organizations to accomplish this mission. The part in there about low-cost services, the only thing that we do charge for is a small $5 fee, and that is for background checks. And that is because legally we need to require some kind of a payment for that, so there is a trail of who's requesting the background check. And of course, that is for purposes that, you know, sometimes people get these background checks and they will use the information and go after people. Of course, none of our listeners would do that, but it does happen. So, and also there is a fee that we are charged every month for the secure service that we use. So, but that is the only thing. Everything else that we offer is free. And it is part of our mission to never charge admission to conferences or for videos or teaching or anything like that. Anybody that would charge money to keep kids safe has got to be out of their mind. That's just our view on that. And so there's no way we will ever do that. And we're very proud of that. And everything will always be free. If you visit our website, you will see that there is a ton of information and resources available there. Number one is the protection guidelines. These are in-depth protection guidelines that were created for you, for kids and parents, that contain all of the information we feel, all the information that is needed to keep your kids safe online and offline. These guidelines are not your mommy and daddy guidelines. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but when I was growing up, the basic prevention information that I was taught was, if anybody touches you in a way that you don't like, make sure you tell me. Okay, mom. That was it. Right? And as we know, that it goes way, way deeper than that, because if that was successful, we wouldn't be having such an epidemic of child sexual abuse in today's society. But there is a whole lot more information that is needed for kids to keep them safe, and stuff that parents need to be aware of as well. And you know, sometimes our posts, you know, rub people the wrong way, and don't, you know, don't get us wrong. We're not, you know, coming down on parents. We're not saying that, you know, that your parenting is bad. But what we realize is that there is a lot of stuff that parents just don't understand and they're not aware of today. And unfortunately, the kids today are learning a whole lot more than the parents are. And they're learning it at quite the fast pace, more than we ever did when we were kids. There's children today that are learning stuff about sex that would make us blush, stuff that we can't even imagine that they would know about. And that's happening through their video games. It's happening through the music. It's happening through their friends at school. It's, you know, and it's really an alarming situation that we're faced with today. And the guidelines help to understand where a lot of this is coming from and how can it be addressed. And you can also find profiles of potential molesters in the guidelines. There's just a whole lot of great information there. So we encourage you to download those guidelines. It is free. Download the guidelines by going to our website, protectyourchildren.org. We hold protection conferences in person and online. Right now, the in-person conferences are on hold because of COVID, but we have moved everything online. So if you are interested in us helping you speak to your kids, or having us do a Zoom call with maybe you, or just, you know, or you and your kids, we will do that, and we can teach the information to you and them via Zoom. And we are available for that. Just let us know from the website. There's a lot of great, important teaching videos, protection videos on our website. Everything that we post on Facebook and YouTube is also on our website. So a lot of great teaching videos there. Eye-opening statistics. There's a whole section on how to keep your kids safe online. We're going to be drawing from some of that tonight in this broadcast. You can learn how to put parental controls on all of your kids' devices. We have that listed step by step. You can look at state reporting numbers. If you think that there's been an abuse situation, you can contact any of the state reporting numbers for all 50 states. The statutes of limitations are also on our website, because there is only a certain amount of time, depending on the state you live in, where a crime can be prosecuted. You can do a zip code predator search. You can put in any zip code for any state and see a list of arrested offenders that live around your child's school or around your house. That is also on the website. Missing children. There is unfortunately a lot of missing children. And a lot of those stories are not being talked about anymore, but we certainly don't want to forget these children that are missing. And there's a whole list, state by state, on our website of all the missing children. We encourage you to click on your state and just look at the list of all the kids that are missing from your state, and share it. Get their picture out there. I mean, that's the only way to keep it alive, is continuing to get their faces out there. You can help the cause. There are many ways that you can help us. You can visit our website to see how you can do that. You can help us spread the mission. You can become a teacher of protection. Okay, and that what that basically means is we will teach you how to present the protection guidelines in a summarized fashion to either a small or a large group. And we will do that, of course, for free. And it takes about an hour, usually via Zoom, and we will do that. You can certainly donate to help this organization out. Everything that we do is obviously supported by the public, by your donations. We don't make any money off of anything. So any videos that you see are out there, the website, guidelines, seminars, conferences, everything we do is at cost to us. And certainly if you can help protect children in that way, you can donate by visiting our website as well. So that's a quick oversight, overview rather, not oversight. We don't have an oversight, an overview of our website. There we go. And we hope that you will definitely check out the site. And also, we really strongly encourage you to interact with us. as of this date, just since May, we know that our protection guidelines have been downloaded over 1,000 times. Our protection teaching videos have been viewed over 70,000 times. And our website hits are over, well over 2,000 hits. So, and that's just since May. And that's when the website went online. So there's been a tremendous outpouring of interest in protecting children. And that just pleases us so much, because this is one of those taboo conversations that parents are not really sure how to talk about with their kids, you know, and parents a lot of times think that their kids are safe, you know, because they're sitting inside on their computers all day, you know, or they're on their phones all day, or, you know, they're at their friend's house and you know who the friend is, you know, but there's questions like, well, who else is in the friend's house? You know, do you know the parents? Is there an aunt and uncle living there, a cousin, somebody you don't know that's around your kid? You know, so just because you think your kids are safe doesn't mean that they absolutely are. And you have to know how to talk to them, and you have to know how to identify the warning signs of abuse. And so when people interact with us and they comment on our posts and they say, hey, thanks for this, this is fantastic, didn't know this. And other people will respond and say, hey, we think you missed something here. You can also look out for this. This, you know, look for X, Y, Z. That's fantastic, because that's something that we can add to the guidelines and continue to teach people as well. So we really encourage you to interact with us and let us know, you know, if the guidelines have helped you, if a teaching video has helped you or helped your kid, please reach out and let us know. You know, that's not only encouraging for us, but it continues to help show us that that we're making a difference and that kids are being protected. And of course, that is a cause for everyone to be happy when kids are protected. So we encourage you to do that. So what we're going to do tonight is we have at the online tricks and traps. We're going to break that up into two parts. There will be a commercial break at 8:30, halfway through. And so we're going to go over the online tricks that are used by online predators. And then we'll have the commercial break and we'll come back and look at all the traps. Your calls, we will accept your calls. The guest call-in number to call in is 563-999-3645. Again, if you'd like to call into the show and talk about anything that's covered here tonight, that number is 563-999-3645. And you can call in and talk with myself. So let me give you a quick little news thing here. The FBI is issuing a warning after an increase in reports of Zoom bombing. Anybody heard of Zoom bombing out there? I had never heard of it. Zoom bombing contains child sexual abuse material, which is also known as CSAM, and is being displayed during Zoom meetings. So Zoom bombing. According to the FBI, it has received 195 incidents so far. The incidents involve a Zoom participant joining a public meeting and broadcasting video depicting child sexual abuse. Unbelievable. The COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in many organizations and schools conducting meetings and events online, some of which are open to the public. And that makes it easier for anyone to join and has resulted in more Zoom bombing, which is a recently coined term for uninvited guests displaying vulgar material during Zoom meetings. Now, you got to ask yourself, why in the world would some pervert out there want to display child sexual abuse material to other kids in a Zoom call? Why would they even want to do that? I mean, the chance of them getting in contact with your children, because usually that's what a predator will do. Some predators will try to expose kids to sexual material to try to get them hooked into watching it, get their hormones running, you know, and then try to reach out to them afterwards. But there is a Zoom call that is open to the public. Then that means that each profile for that Zoom caller that calls into that meeting is available to the person that is displaying the child sexual abuse imagery, which means they can get a hold of your children through Zoom. And unfortunately, Zoom does not have an age verification system in place. So this is why they will do it. They will try to get this kind of images and imagery in front of your kids, and then at some point try to reach out to them and see if they're receptive to it. That's the disgusting pervertedness that's out there. It's called Zoom bombing. Now, the FBI says if you are the administrator or host of a Zoom meeting in which CSAM, again, child sexual abuse material, was broadcast, please contact the FBI. Do not delete or destroy any of your computer logs without further direction. You will probably be destroying evidence. If you recorded a Zoom meeting in which child sexual abuse material was broadcast, please contact the FBI for assistance in removing it from your device. That is very important, to contact them right away so it can be removed and not left on there for other people to be victimized by seeing it. And of course, it's against the law to have anything like that on your computer or anywhere in your household. If you believe you are a victim of child sexual abuse material broadcasting during the Zoom event as defined above, please contact the FBI to learn about your victim rights and possible victim assistance. And if you know who is committing these most recent horrible crimes, please contact the FBI. This is what we're dealing with. This is where we are at with the technology today. It's unfortunate. But COVID has presented a situation for predators that is unprecedented. The FBI reported just a couple of months back that in the deepest parts of the web, in these chat rooms and these chat areas that the FBI is monitoring, that the sexual predators out there are saying that this is a great time for them. This is when most of the kids are now online on their computers and the parents are not present. That is prime time for sexual predators. So you want to make sure that, you know, whatever is happening with Zoom, if you cannot be present, warn your kids about this Zoom bombing. Make sure they understand to let you know if anything like that is even seen so that it can be taken care of right away. Now, speaking of chat, you can chat with us. You can either call in at 563-999-3645, or you can chat in the chat room. The chat room is now open. In fact, I want to type in there. I just said hello to everybody. So if anybody wants to join in the chat, you can certainly just open up the chat window that's on your computer, and you can chat with us via chat and chat with other people that are listening as well. All right, Zoom bombing. Unbelievable. So let's get into some of the tricks used by online predators. These are not in any particular order, but they are all important. So one thing that online predators will do is create false profiles as kids on social media and gaming platforms. They will then become friends with the kids and compliment them on their TikTok videos and their likey videos and their Instagram videos and compliment them on their gameplay. They will tell them how great they are and suggest more things to do. And because most predators online are men who target young boys, they will create profiles as young girls. This does not mean that there are not female predators out there. There certainly is, and it's definitely been on the rise and becoming more prevalent in recent years than it has before. But the myth is that, hey, it's only creepy men with long coats that are hanging out on the street corner. Okay? That is not exactly true. So what they do is, like I said, they create these false profiles. They will create a profile as a young girl or a young boy, depending on who they're targeting. And then they become friends with your child. And of course, why would your child think there was anything wrong with that? Hey, this is somebody else my age. Not a problem, right? Seems pretty basic. Problem is, does your child really know this person in real life? If they don't know them in real life, then how can they be absolutely sure that it is somebody their age, or that it's a boy, or that it's a girl, or anything like that? How do they really know? How do you as a parent know? You don't. And that's the problem. So really, in this world of online gaming and online everything, where the whole goal is for kids to talk to strangers, this presents a very big danger and a very big problem. So your kids, we say your kids should not be communicating outside of a game or anything with people that they do not know in real life. And if they are, then you have to know who they are, parent, and you have to approve of them speaking to this person. That's just our suggestion. Now, TikTok has stepped up a little bit, and they have now made a change, which is working its way through TikTok, where you can no longer change your profile picture around. Like, once you create one, it has to stay on there, and you cannot change your profile information. And this is something that's working its way through all of their TikTok profiles. And this is in response to a problem with predators that are on TikTok. And because, like you said, they will just have an original profile, and then they will go ahead, once they get caught or get suspected, they just change their picture, change their information, upload some new TikToks that they downloaded off of some other kid's, you know, profile, pretend to be them, and go after more kids. So TikTok is trying to take some steps to mitigate the problem with predators. The one thing TikTok could really do would be to put in an age verification system. They do not have an age verification system. In fact, none of the apps that the kids use today, all the popular ones, none of them have an age verification system in place. What does that mean? Well, that means if TikTok says you have to be 13 to have a profile on TikTok, there's nothing from stopping a kid from putting an email address in there, their iCloud or a Gmail or a Yahoo, and just putting an email in there and say that they're 25, and TikTok doesn't verify nothing. So they can just create profiles looking like they're older. Now, of course, what's that going to do? That's going to attract nothing but people that are older to their videos and the content that they're uploading. And likewise, you can have an adult who can turn around and just say that they're 13 years old, and TikTok doesn't verify this. Likee doesn't verify this. WhatsApp doesn't verify it. Instagram doesn't verify it. Facebook doesn't verify it. None of these apps will verify age, and that creates a very big danger. So look out for the false profiles on social media. The next one is predators will use microphone voice changers to sound like kids and then befriend them. And the goal is to start sexual talk and start to send and receive images and videos. And again, most predators online are male, but it's not exclusively only males. Yeah, so they have these voice changers now. And so an adult can go into a game, use a voice changer, and sound like a child. Again, because how would your child think that was a problem? It sounds like just another kid talking to them. But once they kind of talk to them a little bit, become friends with them a little bit, start sending them a message, and they start talking, the kid thinks he can trust the person that they're talking to because it's just another kid. Maybe it sounds like this cute girl. And then here comes the request. Hey, send me a hot picture. Okay, well, if you're like an 11, 12, 13-year-old boy and you think there's a hot 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old girl who's wanting you to send her a picture, you would hope that every kid would say, no way, I'm not doing that. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Problem is, again, if that's not really 11, 12, or 13-year-old girl, and it's really some 45-year-old dude or 37-year-old woman, once they get those pictures, they've got them. And they're going to share them. And they're going to end up on some sick website someplace. So your kids, no matter who they're talking to, should never, ever, ever be uploading any kind of pictures or videos or personal information to anybody, even if they think it's somebody their age. and they need to know this. Microphone voice changers. Kids using microphone voice changers to sound like a teenager, then the predator contacts the kids to try to get images or videos. It's unbelievable, but this is actually a problem and something that's been happening. All right, a few more. Predators will be playing popular games like Fortnite in order to come across as cool to the kids. They will then friend them on the games, which enables them to start sending private messages. See that? Hey, this guy's really cool. This woman's really cool. They're really great at Fortnite. Man, they're so cool. I just, you know, hey, that's cool. They're messaging me. Oh, that's cool. I'm going to ask them how they got so good. Now your kids are talking to somebody again that they don't know in real life and that parent you don't know. How do you control this? Well, you can use the parental controls that are on our website. We'll teach you how to put parental controls on PlayStation, on Xbox, on their phones, on Fortnite. And you can limit what they can do on there so you're not having to look over their shoulder all the time. Predators will compliment the kids. This is smooth talk and flattery, okay? Predators will tell the kids how good they are at the games and even offer to help them get better so they can get more stuff and thus be more popular. See, that's smooth talk and flattery. Kids love compliments. They love getting compliments. Wow, someone liked my video. Wow, they told me I was really good. Oh, they told me I should do more dance moves. They told me I should do some trampoline tricks. I should do some tricks on my bed. And I'll get more views that way. This is what happens. Smooth talk and flattery. Smooth talk means there's an agenda behind it. It's meant to deceive the kids. And the flattery pulls them in. What the heck, adults? A lot of times we love flattery too. We love being flattered, right? But we usually can control our response to it. Kids will just eat that up. Flattery. Oh, I love being flattered. And you know, parents, if you flatter your kids and you compliment your kids and you do it often, they're not going to be so susceptible to this when it happens to them online because they're already going to know that they got it from you. Smooth talk and flattery. All right, online predators using gaming platforms will have a phone number or an email as their profile name. Yes, we have heard of this and seen this on Fortnite specifically. An example would be call 555-555-1234 or fortnitemaster@gmail.com. This will be their profile name, and they will tell the kids via the microphone in the gameplay that if they contact them, they will give them cheats and secrets and even free gaming money. A lot of kids will be like, hey, I'm all for that. But this is an effort to get the kid's phone number or email and then eventually their physical address. Parents, do you know that if somebody has your phone number, they can go into a background check service, put the phone number in, see who owns it, see the address of who owns it, and then guess what? And now they know where the kids live. And a lot of the numbers that are given to kids today, phone numbers, are under the parents' names. So those numbers come up as well. So as soon as a child gives out their phone number, somebody can find out their physical address. So the kids never, 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 ever give out your phone number or even your email address to somebody that you don't know in real life and that your parents don't know. And parents, you got to look out for this. Because unfortunately, it is happening a lot. And it's something that really, it seems like a lot of work, but it has to really be watched because it's happening every day. Remember, the predators said that this is their prime time. Their playground is now. And that means your kids could be in their sights. So it's something that you definitely want to keep an eye on. All right, we're going to head to commercial break. You want to call us 563-999-3645. 563-999-3645. This is your host, Christopher Delphi with Protect Your Children Radio. And we will be back shortly after this 2-minute commercial break with some traps that are set by online predators. We'll be right back.
Let's go all the way down. Keep the ball moving. Something's happening.
Something's happening.
Something bad.
Something bad. I'm too afraid to say anything.
Too afraid to say anything.
I know I've got to be brave.
I know I've got to be brave.
It's hard.
It's hard. Talk to me.
Talk to me.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children.
We are back, Protect Your Children Radio, with your host, Christopher Gelson. We're glad you are here. The call-in number is 563-999-3645, 563-999-3645, and the chat room is open as well if you want to join us in the chat. And we are glad you are here. Please share this broadcast with others on your social media platforms. Get the word out there so we can protect more children. And the ones that do that, we call them passionate protectors. Yes, passionate protectors are the ones that are faithfully out there sharing the information, retweeting, sharing posts, sharing videos so that other parents can be aware and keep their kids safe as well. Those are passionate protectors, and we love every single one of you because that means you have a heart to keep kids safe, and that means your heart is connected with our heart because that's what our mission is, and we thank you for that. So again, call in number 563-999-3645 if you want to add something to the show. And the chat room is also open. The website for our organization is protectyourchildren.org, protectyourchildren.org. And if you'd like to help us out in any way, you can visit the page that says Help the Cause. And you can do everything from putting a magnetic, we call it a bumper sticker, but it's not a sticker, it's a magnetic sign on your car. It's just got our website on it. There's a picture of that, and we will send it out to you free, and you can put that on the back of your car so every single person that rolls up behind you will see protectyourchildren.org. We will send you pamphlets, brochures. We'll send you pens. We got all sorts of promotional stuff that we'll send out free of charge so that you can help protect other kids. You can also make a donation if you can do that. We know times are tough right now. But this epidemic of child sexual abuse is still rampant, and it's getting worse during COVID. So we are trying to do the most we can to reach the most amount of people, and your financial donations help to do that. And you can click the donate page on our website, and of course, a tax-deductible receipt will be sent to you. We are a federally recognized 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we do not profit off of anything that we offer to people to keep their kids safe. All right. So quickly review the tricks used by online predators. There was creating false profiles, predators using microphone voice changers. The predators will be playing popular games so they can kind of look cool to the kids. There's the predators using that smooth talk and flattery. So the kids, you know, hey, look how great you are. And the kids just eat that up. And also the online predators will have gaming platforms with a profile that has a phone number or an email for the kids to contact. And yes, parents, this has happened. We had a story from a 10-year-old that actually was dared by a friend of his to call the number that was seen in the game. And the child called the number, and the person just breathed heavily into the phone. And the kid hung up, and then the person proceeded to try to call them and text them. And they eventually had to block the number and get the parents involved. So this does happen. All right. Let's look at some traps set by online predators. Now, after this, we've got, let me see, one, two, three, about, oh, we're going to go over four quick points, four quick traps that are set by online predators. And then we have the debut episode of Talking with Topher. What the heck is Talking with Topher, you're wondering? Well, Topher is an animated cartoon character. He is in the resemblance of Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. And each week, Topher is going to be talking with his buddy Chris and looking to see how Topher's doing and how he's doing online and how he's doing around other people and how he's doing at home. And we encourage you to stay on for that. We're going to get to that in just a few minutes. Talking with Topher will be coming up soon. So some traps set by online predators. So once a predator gets the child to engage in straight homosexual or bisexual talk or get them to send pictures or videos of a sexual nature, the predator will then save the conversation and the pics or the videos. And if the child tries to stop, the predator will threaten to send the pictures, the conversations, the videos to the child's online friends or their real friends or their even their parents. Predators will say, I know where you live. And if you don't continue to do this, I'm going to release this out for everybody to see. And then the kids are trapped. Now, you can encourage your kids that if something like this has happened, they need to tell you about it ahead of time. They can get the authorities involved, and they can seize the information, the messages, the pictures, the videos, whatever, from the person before they can even get it out to anybody. But the kids have to be able to tell your parent about this. So if this has happened, let them know that if they tell you, you will take all the steps to make sure that the threat doesn't go forward. Second one, a predator will gain the trust of the child by not asking for or talking about anything sexual at first. They will slowly work that into conversations in order to get the child's hormones going and then proceed with requests for images and or videos. Now, of course, they do this as part of a grooming process. You've heard that term, grooming, before. And the grooming process is part of that is to see if a child will be receptive to sexual talk or sexual contact. Many kids will just say, this is creeping me out. I'm out of here. See you later, freak. Good move. Unfortunately, some kids fall into it. Some kids are flattered by it, by the talk, by the interest that the person has in them. You know, this sounds harsh, but it's true. Sometimes kids do fall into that, and this can go on for a long period of time before it's found out. And so it doesn't always start off like that. You know, you've heard the whole thing about, God and the devil, right? Everybody thinks that the devil is this guy with horns and a pitchfork, you know, and if you've seen him, you'd be scared to death. But the truth is that the devil, you know, was an angel of light. You know, he doesn't always appear evil at first. He appears light and beautiful in order to get people drawn in, right? And that's the way predators work too. They're not going to just come right out and just start right in with the sexual stuff. They're going to kind of just test it out a little bit first and make the child think that they could be trusted talking to this adult that they don't really know in real life and that the parents don't know in real life. So they will kind of work that in there, and then once they've got the trust, then they'll start to get the messages or the videos or the images, and that's a problem. Now, obviously, that's a huge problem because, again, once it's out there, there's no getting it back, okay? So they'll slowly work that into conversation. So you can say to your child, you know, just because you say you've been talking to somebody online, and they're cool. They've never asked for anything like that. Oh, no, they're just really cool, and we just talk about the game. You know what? That might be absolutely fine. But the very moment that sexual talk enters into that conversation or a request for images or videos comes to that conversation, it's cut off. Kids have to know that. You got to cut it off right at that point. And again, they shouldn't really be communicating with adults that you don't know anyway, or even older teenagers. You know, did you know that the The average age that a child molester starts abusing children is age 15. Age 15. At age 15, they start abusing younger kids. So that means older teenagers, not just adults, can be a risk for your children. So they need to be aware of this. Something else that a predator will do. The predator will first become social media or gaming friends with a bunch of the child's friends. Then when the request comes in, it appears that this person is safe. But again, profiles can be fake. So a predator will go on to a child's TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or Likee or Zoom or one of the other apps that they're using, and they'll see pictures and profiles of the child's friends, and they will become, you know, friends online with those kids. And if the kids accept it, then when your child gets the friend request, they're going to look to see, and it says, oh, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so are friends with this person. Oh, I already know those three. Okay, must be safe. Nope. Doesn't mean it's safe at all. But you got to look out for that. So they will become social media or gaming friends with a bunch of the child's friends. And then when the request comes in, it appears that the person is safe. But again, the profiles will be fake. And, you know, parent, just because you're teaching your kid to be safe online doesn't mean that your friend's, or your child's friend, has been taught the same information. So they may start accepting friend requests from these people they don't know in real life and start messaging with them and talking with them because they don't know any better. They're thinking it's safe, or maybe they've been fooled, right? So if they haven't been taught, they may have Joe Schmo on their profile as a friend, and then your child gets the friend request and thinks, oh, well, he's friends with Mark over here, and I know Mark from school, so that must mean this person's cool. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that they're cool. They could very well be dangerous. And again, we always say that not all adults are looking to hurt kids. And that's the truth. You know what I mean? And the goal here is to not have your kids in a bubble. You know, you can't isolate them from the world. You can't keep them in a bubble. Never let them outside. Never let them online. You can't do that, because what will happen is when they get old enough, they're going to storm into all those things that you kept them from doing, and they're not going to be aware, and they're not going to be prepared, and they are going to fall like you wouldn't believe. So what you do is you teach them how to be safe, you educate them, you make them aware, and then you trust but verify. Parents, trust but verify. I think it was Ronald Reagan that used to say that quote all the time in reference to Russia. Trust but verify. You know, trust that they're going to do the right thing, but you still kind of be nosy and verify. And you say, well, doesn't that kind of go against each other? If I'm trusting them, then why do I need to verify? You know, and the reality is that you let them know that you trust them to make the right decision, but you verify because you don't have all the information and they don't have all the information, and there may be something there that they just don't know, and maybe something that you don't know, something that you missed, maybe something that they missed, you know. And so your job as a parent is to be nosy. We actually did a video called that, I think. Parents, be nosy. You got to get all up in your kids' phones. You got to see what videos they're uploading. You've got to keep an eye on who they're talking to, what conversations they're having. It has to be done, especially if you're hearing this for the first time, because this could already be going on and without you knowing it. And you got to get nosy. And I can't think of one good reason why a parent would not have a password to their child's phone. Think about that. Why would your kid want to have a password on their phone that you don't know? Makes me think of Snapchat. You know, Snapchat, I can't think of a good reason why Snapchat came into existence. Just to be able to send messages, pictures, or videos that will delete the moment after they're read or seen. And then they push Snapchat to the kids as the cool app to use, and a lot of kids have it. Oh, but Snapchat's got cool filters, and yeah, with the nose and the ears, and haha, it's so cute. And that's how they get the kids in. Because the oldest trick in the book is to use humor. If you use humor to get kids in, you can get them hooked. So you have these filters, and they're so cool, and they're so cute, and all the kids are on Snapchat. Now, what happens if messages and videos and pictures are being sent to their friends, and they delete right after they're being seen or read? Guess what, parents? You don't get to see what was sent. Why would a kid have Snapchat in the first place? I don't know. But there are millions of parents that let their kids have Snapchat. And the sole purpose of Snapchat, I believe, is to hide things from the parents. That's why they target it to the kids. They're empowering the kids to hide things from their parents. But hey, that's Snapchat. And again, Snapchat has no age verification. So you can have adults on there saying that they're kids. And you can have kids sign up pretending to be adults. And Snapchat doesn't verify the age. Imagine that. Speaking of age verification, remember, this is the final point here, remember that all of the popular messaging and video apps have no age verification. So predators lie about their age and create profiles. Many kids lie about their age and simply sign up with an email address. And that means there are adults easily contacting kids, and kids can easily contact adults. Welcome to the world of the internet. Just like anything, it's a double-edged sword. The internet's been great for information, but it's been horrible for false information. It's been great to reconnect with lost family and friends, but it's been a nightmare to reconnect with the ex or old enemies from the past that can now find you, right? So the internet can be a great tool for kids to learn and to interact with other kids. But at the same time, it's a predator's playground. So it's a double-edged sword. And parents, you are the one that puts the firewall up that keeps them safe. Parents, guardians, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, you love the children. You got to be the firewall. You got to be the one that makes sure they're safe online and offline. It comes back to you. These app companies aren't going to change a darn bit of thing. And when you ask them about why they don't put an age verification in there, they say, you know, that's up to the parents. Up to the parents. So let's recap really quick, and then we are going to hear the first episode of Talking with Topher. So tricks used by online predators, they create false profiles as kids when they're actually adults. Predators use microphone voice changers to sound like kids. And of course, the kids are using microphone voice changers to sound like a teenager or an adult. Predators will be playing popular games like Fortnite in order to come across as cool. And of course, because that's where all the kids are at. They will friend them on the games and then start sending out messages. Predators will use smooth talk and flattery to trap the kids. And online predators and different gaming platforms will have a profile with a phone number or an email as their profile name and try to get kids to contact them, and then they can find out where they live. Traps set by online predators. Once a predator gets the child to engage in straight homosexual or bisexual talk or get them to send pictures or videos of sexual nature, they will save the conversations and then use that as blackmail against the children, so that they will continue to engage in what predator wants them to. But reassure your kids that you will take the steps necessary to make sure that no threat can be followed through. And law enforcement will do the same. Predators will gain trust of the child by not talking about anything sexual at first. They will kind of ease into it, gain the child's trust. A predator will become social media or gaming friends with a bunch of the child's friends first, so that when the request comes into your child, it appears that the person is safe. But again, profiles can be fake. that you don't really know. And finally, remember, all the popular messaging and video apps have no age verification. None whatsoever. So that's some of the tricks and traps set by online predators. You can also find this information on our website, protectyourchildren.org, protectyourchildren.org, along with other many resources. And now, let's have episode one of Talking with Topher. Talking with Topher. Let's see what they're talking about. Hey, Topher, how you doing? It's been a while since we talked. How old are you now?
I am 9, and I'm doing great. My TikTok now has over 100 followers.
Really? Well, what kind of videos do you do?
TikTok dances to music, trampoline tricks, and other stuff with my friends.
I have seen some of those dances and heard the songs. Aren't they mostly sexual?
Some of them are.
Does your mom and dad know that you have TikTok, and have they seen your videos?
Yeah, they think they're really cool.
Well, do you get a lot of comments?
I get lots. People tell me out there with good and saying I should do more dancing runs.
Do you ever get messages from the people that like your videos?
Well, I've had a lot.
Well, what do most people say?
Well, ask me how I'm so good and ask if they can help me get more followers.
Oh, anything else?
Sometimes I get messages from other kids asking where I live and if we can be real friends.
Well, have you ever looked at the profiles and videos of the people that comment and message you?
Sometimes.
Are they mostly boys or girls?
Most of them are boys.
Are they usually around your age?
Now that I think about it, the only ones that are around my age are friends from school.
Do you think it's kind of strange that older teenagers and adults are mostly watching your videos?
Well, I guess that's kind of creepy. I never thought about it.
Also, do you know that sometimes bad people that are adults make profiles as kids just so they can talk to you?
I never thought about that either.
Also, some adults enjoy just watching kids and they want to do bad things to you.
Really?
Yes, it happens a lot. They watch young kids doing the sexual dances and then they message them and try to know them in real life.
Wow, that's scary.
I think we should talk to your mom and dad about the dangers. What are you thinking?
I don't want to get into trouble.
You won't get in trouble. They will just want to make sure your videos are appropriate and that you are staying safe.
Okay, let's go talk with them.
All right, that's great. Let's go. Well, it's a good thing that Topher has a good friend, Chris, who the parents know, so that Topher can be taught the dangers of being online. Simple little scenario there, but it happens an awful lot, parents. And the kids need to understand that all the people that are out there are not out to hurt them, but not all the people out there are good too. And that's something that only you can teach them. You know, it's a tough situation to have to look at. When you consider that 90% of offenders that hurt children are friends or family members. That's true. Only 10% are complete strangers. So as we mentioned before, the background checks. Yeah, the background checks are important, but again, they only list arrested offenders. So if an offender hasn't been arrested, that doesn't necessarily mean they're safe for your child. But 90% is a friend or a family member. And right now, in your head, you're going through and you're going, wow, wait a minute, what? Cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents. That's a hard thing to swallow. It's a hard thing to accept. But that's the stats. That's the reality. And, you know, you don't automatically draw a conclusion about somebody, but now that you hear the information and you start to think about it, you can start to read the guidelines and look for the warnings and the signs and start to see if you've seen any of that. We had a conference some years back down in Florida, and during the conference, we were teaching about similar stuff. And when it came to the questions portion of the conference, this young girl, about 11 or so, raised her hand and she said that, "Is it weird that I was at my friend's house for a sleepover and her father kept telling me that if I didn't want to sleep in the room with my friend, I could always sleep in the parents' room?" Single father. So basically what he was saying is, you can come sleep in my room if you'd like. And she said it really kind of bothered her, and she didn't. She stayed in her friend's room. And I said, absolutely, that's wrong. And her mother looked at her like, how come he didn't tell me this before? But you see, the father was a friend of the family. Now, what was the goal of that? Well, we'll never know. Thank God she didn't go in the room. But this kind of thing happens all the time. And it's really up to the tools of education and awareness to be able to protect your children. And parents and guardians, it's up to you to do that. We're getting the information out there. Some of our stuff does reach teenagers on Facebook, and we're thankful for that. But our main goal is to reach the parents and the guardians, because you are the ones responsible to keep your kids safe. So again, they don't have to go into a bubble. You don't have to keep them away from every single person, but you teach them, you make them aware, and then you trust but verify. Outside of that, there's not much you can do. But you got to give them the tools, give them the information, and then trust and verify. That's the world we live in. Now, many people have asked, can we stop all sexual abuse? No, we can't. It is that rampant. It is in the Catholic Church. It is in the Boy Scouts. It is in the Girl Scouts. It's in mentoring programs. It's in schools. It is everywhere. It's in Hollywood. It's in elements of the government. That's a hot topic on Facebook that I try to stay neutral on when I respond to people. But yeah, there's elements of our government that are involved in pedophilia. And this is all over the place. But you know what we can do? Is be responsible for the children that are in our care, and we can protect them. And if we get enough awareness, then we can protect potentially millions and millions of children. And that's what our hope is. That's what our goal is. That's what we're trying to do here, in coordination with other great nonprofits that are also out there doing a lot of great work. But it's not going to take one nonprofit. That's why it's in our mission to work with other nonprofits. We will plug websites for other nonprofits if they ask us to. We will have other nonprofits on this radio show if they ask to be on. Because this isn't all about us. We need to work as a team. All of us need to work as a team to stop as much of this as we can. And we're counting on you to help us do that. So I want to thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can contact us from the website. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And we just want to, again, thank you for listening and ask you to save this, share this, put the link out there on social media. Let everybody know that we are there. We're there to help. We're there to teach. We're there to make parents aware. And together, you being a passionate protector, with us, we can make a difference and hopefully limit the amount of child sexual abuse that happens and kidnapping that happens. So thank you for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.